We are joined today by Coach Derek. He is the founder of Let's Give Them a Shot. He is giving underprivileged kids in at-risk neighborhoods the chance to learn and play sports in a non-competitive, supportive environment. You've been involved in sports your entire life because I read that your dad had you in baseball young.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, started at the age of 4. Baseball was definitely my first love.
As soon as you could pick up a ball, basically. I mean, 4, that's really young to start.
It was. And you know what's completely ironic and by accident is, mm-hmm. is my dad was like the local baseball instructor. He was the one that would gather all the kids in the neighborhood and teach them how to play. And so I was there tagging along with him. And, you know, fast forward years later, here I am teaching kids how to play sports.
Passing it on. And you've got your North Carolina accent, right? You grew up in North Carolina. Uh-huh. But a Southern Californian now, right?
That's so, it.
Yes.
That's it for the last 16 plus years.
Yeah. What was your inspiration in setting up Let's Give Them a Shot?
I'm going to give you the true story. And this is, you know, for some folks, it might be a little out there. But golly, 20 years ago, I was at the Lake Norman YMCA there in North Carolina, kind of the burbs of Charlotte. And I had this vision. I was in the middle of my day, and this idea came to me that that I'd be in a city. I would have a couple of folks working with me in an office, and I would be creating programs for children that otherwise couldn't afford it. Now, at the time, that was the last thing from my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just looking to have a career at the YMCA's and settle down there in North Carolina. And one thing led to another. I ended up in Hermosa Beach, mm-hmm. was where I first got started. And then from there, again, this vision was still on my mind of I've got to figure out where I can give this stuff away. And I hooked up with one of the teachers at a school in Englewood. And from there, I would just volunteer my Fridays. I would just show up at the school and try to run some PE for the school because they didn't have any real activities or instruction. And then from there, that's where it started. I've been doing it ever since. And that was early part of probably 2003.
Mm-hmm. And then you got started with your own nonprofit, Let's Give Them a Shot. And you're based out of Santa Monica, right? But you work with schools wherever you're needed. Tell us how Let's Give Them a Shot works.
So what I do is I literally seek out either schools or organizations that have the children that don't have a lot of resources. And I show up with equipment. I show up with my experience of working with kids. And sometimes I bring my staff. So mm-hmm. what we did was I got together with a couple of folks in my community on the west side. And we decided to try to establish a program that's going to really make an impact on children. And these are neighborhoods where they just, you know, for lack of a better term, there's poor kids and poor neighborhoods and poor schools. They just don't have a lot of resources. And so we bring it all to them. Mm-hmm. We establish PE in the schools. And then we've created an after-school program. And through that after-school program is where we get to help them with their books, but we also get to help them with their sports. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See, the sports become the carrot, which is so exciting because they get to be on a team, and then we compete with other schools on the west side. So it's kind of like this idea of both bridging a gap, if you will, from mm-hmm. the east side and the west side. Mm-hmm. But we also were able to give the children some experiences that otherwise they just wouldn't have.
They wouldn't necessarily be able to be in a league like a baseball league or be playing soccer or basketball. And you bring the equipment and you bring this opportunity to them.
We bring it all to them. I mean, look, when I show up to a principal's office and I pitch this idea of, you know, just give us some space and some kids and we'll take care of the rest. I mean, most of them will laugh me right out of the office because
really?
They just don't believe mm-hmm. it. But the truth is, that's what I've done over the years mm-hmm. is I show up and all I need is a little bit of space and some children that are willing to play and learn. And, you know, I've raised the money. I've bought the equipment. I've paid for extra coaches if I need it out of my pocket. Because I truly believe that you can't keep something unless you give it away. And I've been fortunate. I've been fortunate to make a lot of money mm-hmm. Doing what I love to do on the west side mm-hmm. and help a lot of communities. So I'm able to take those resources and put them right back into some areas where they just don't have it.
Right. So you actually have Coach Derrick Incorporated, right?
Yeah.
And that is a school for kids to come and learn sports. And then you have your nonprofit. Let's
exactly.
give them a shot. Right.
Exactly. So it's kind of like a Robin Hood, if you will. So I established the relationships and do a lot of good stuff on the West Side so that now that I have some folks that have some resources that are able to believe in me, right, and donate both their time and their equipment so that I can turn around and go get it in front of some kids that otherwise wouldn't have it.
Nice. Yes, that works perfectly.
It really does.
I love your coach and training program. This is great because you work with teens, the younger kids you work with in the schools, right, the elementary schools. But your coach and training program is for teens.
I had this idea of how can I make a bigger impact? And I got together with a group of actually USC students, this organization called Impact. And what they did was they helped me form this program where we go into at-risk high schools and we survey and we select and we train high school students to become coaches in our Eastside programs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it becomes a complete circle. You see, the high school students that have some time, that want to make a little extra money, they already love sports because we try to target the athletes in the high school. Here's the best part about that program. The children in that neighborhood now have role models that they can look up to that are right down the street.
Exactly.
You know, we created this this program called the Alpha Leadership Academy, which is where we go in depth with our after school.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bona fide after school program where we select the bottom 20% of the second graders. And our goal is to get them all the way to college.
Right. So this program that you have, it's beyond sports. It benefits them in life. So what are some of the other benefits that they get out of the program? The fun part, the carrot, like you said, is being on a team, playing soccer, playing basketball, playing football, baseball. And then there's the academic part.
When you have a child that is in the second grade and is already behind grade level of reading, you can imagine the frustration that they display, but also the frustration for the teacher. So our goal is to get those children at or above grade level in reading, because we know that if they're able to do well in the classroom, their self-confidence and their self-esteem, that's just going to permeate throughout their whole lives. And we put volunteers, quality people in their lives on a regular basis to, again, just constantly be role models and constantly have that idea that, you know, you're going to be successful. You don't have a choice. we're going to be here. I mean, look around you and you're going to see people that are here to support you in helping you become successful and whatever that means. And of course, it's during the after school hours. So those are times, you know, studies will tell you that, you know, that can be the most dangerous time of their day where there's the least amount of supervision. And so we're able to kind of carry that that torch, if you will, from when they go to school all the way up until 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just an amazing program. We got a lot of good stuff going on.
How can people best help you if they want to get involved in the program? Donate equipment, donate time. What's the best way?
I mean, you know, obviously, yes to all of it. Volunteers, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment, never say no to. Dollars, never say no to. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We love people that that are committed to forming relationships with the children, right? Because we know that goes beyond the check.
Like mentors?
Like mentors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if children that don't have a lot of stability in their lives have the opportunity to have that stability, that's what we want to try to offer. And again, we're not saying no to money.
Right.
Never want to say no to a check, all right? You can, obviously, you can always write a check, but if you can donate the time, that we believe will be much more effective.
What are some of the schools that you work with? Can you tell us a couple of them?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Right now, we are currently in 112th Elementary School, which is located in Watts. Last year, we were at Compton Avenue, which was also located in Watts.
Mm-hmm.
And we switched because the principal switched. So we are embedded in that school And that's going to be the grounds where hopefully we change a lot of lives.
Right. Well, you've already changed lives. You know, yeah. You have successes and you've been doing this for a while now, well established. Let's Give Them a Shot. You can get involved, you know, meet the kids and volunteer, become a mentor, mm-hmm. work with Coach Derek. And then you have Coach Derek Inc. Yes. Yep. Kids can get training there. So how do we find you both places?
Okay. So you can visit CoachDerek.com, and that's D-E-R-E-K. And then letsgivethemashot.org. It is a relatively long name, but the play on words is, we love it. We love it.
Because yeah.
you can either shoot a goal or you can get a shot in life.
It's a double meaning.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. It takes a little bit of effort on my part to make a really, really big change. I know, folks, when you think about volunteering or even donating your money, you think, well, I don't have time or it's not enough. And the reality is it's a little bit of effort on our part. It goes a long ways on their part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want folks to remember. You know, we're on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the front lines. So come on and join us.
Yeah. And if everyone gives a little, you know, what they can or does what they can, it makes a big difference. It has a big impact.
Huge.
Like you said, it just takes a little. Coach Derek in Santa Monica, let's give them a shot. Thanks, Coach Derek, for visiting us.
Thank you so much for having me.